Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, as we have been telling you, a plane has crashed shortly after takeoff in India with hundreds of people on board. Let's get the latest now with Simon Calder, travel correspondent with the London Independent. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning. Tragic news, as you say, yes.
Yeah, and the details are just emerging, so we're going to bear that in mind as we're talking to you. But what have you heard so far?
Well, simply the fact that this was a flight operating on a Boeing 787 Dreamliner that was on an absolutely standard scheduled flight from Ahmedabad in India, close actually to the Pakistani border, flying to London Gatwick, and that it had barely taken off when it very tragically crashed. It is, I am so sorry to say, presumed that all of those on board have lost their lives. It may well be tragically that this has also cost lives on the ground, because it was a very crowded area, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just see some of the details coming through now, telling us that there were 217 adults and 11 children on board the flight. That doesn't quite add up to the total number of people we have been told are on board. We're not getting that level of detail, though, through yet, are we?
Now, I understand there were also 10 cabin crew and 2 pilots, which would be normal for a flight like this. So certainly over 240 people appear tragically to have lost their lives. From the pictures which are circulating on social media, it seems very difficult to imagine that people would have survived this kind of incident. However, of course, one keeps hopeful.
Now, we are being told as well that the aircraft involved is a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner. What can you tell us about that type of craft, Simon?
Well, this is a very well-regarded aircraft. The particular one involved in this crash was delivered to Air India in 2014. The 787 as a whole has had some safety concerns. There were, you might recall, soon after it was entered service commercially in 2011, there was a temporary grounding over risks from lithium batteries catching fire. There's no indication that there was any connection with that. And of course, mechanical issues will be just one of the possibilities that the investigators would be following up, along with the possibility of some kind of pilot error, the horrific thought that there might be some terrorist involvement. All of this is pure speculation at this stage, and I would caution against anything other than working with the facts that we have, which are at the moment looking extremely bleak.
And Simon, I'm just looking at live pictures now from the scene on the television screen in front of me, and it makes sense to me now what you say about the expectation that there may be fatalities on the ground as well, because this has happened. This plane was taking off over a residential area, wasn't it?
Yes, it's as with a number of airports in India and elsewhere, of course, it is built in a fairly densely populated area, or populated area has grown up around the airport. And unfortunately, in a number of crashes which happen very shortly after takeoff, or indeed accidents which happen on landing, there are tragically fatalities on the ground as well. Mm-hmm. There is no indication at this stage, as you say, what those might be, but everything will become clearer as the hours wear on. I will simply say that this goes against all of the trends in aviation safety. This is the safest decade in aviation history. Airlines from Ireland and the UK have, I think, the very best aviation safety record in the world, but Air India has a decent reputation. And most of the plane crashes that RTE and others have been covering tragically over the years have involved smaller aircraft on typically domestic flights, propeller planes, all of which are tragedies, but they are relatively rare and the numbers involved each year are relatively low. For there to be so many people involved on an international flight is extraordinarily unusual, desperately tragic, and I dare say will make people fearful of flying. I would urge to keep things in perspective and remember that flying is, despite these awful scenes, extremely safe.
Right, Simon, we will leave it there for now, but thank you for joining us as that news is emerging this morning of the Air India crash, that flight which was leaving India, Ahmedabad Airport, flying to London Gatwick, due to land at Gatwick in London at 25 past six this evening. It has been involved in a serious incident coming down, it would seem, shortly after takeoff, and the reports are that it has crashed with hundreds of people, believed to be 242 people, on board. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.